This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The State Labor Department says more than 100,000 claims for unemployment were filed last week in Colorado. That's up more than 120% over the week before. Over the last month, more than 230,000 people have filed. The industries with the most claims include food service, health care, and retail. The Labor Department says benefits paid weekly are significantly higher than the average during the 2009 recession. The city of Aurora says it will furlough more than 550 temporary and seasonal employees to help it recover financially from the pandemic. Officials say they're making the move because they expect a tax shortfall of up to $25 million this year, about 6% of the city's budget. The furloughs will begin April 25th, and officials have set no date to end them. Aurora employs nearly 4,000 people. Some city employees in Boulder will go on furlough Monday. Testing is a key element of COVID-19 response, but it has lagged behind demand. Now it may be close to picking up in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Michael Wilson directs lab services at Denver Health Medical Center. It's one of the state's key COVID-19 test labs. Wilson says he was on a call last week with the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator and other lab directors around the country. And the message was more testing capacity is in the works.
We need to essentially double what we're doing now.
Wilson says manufacturers are scaling up as quickly as they can. More testing supplies like kits and swabs and more rapid tests are in the pipeline. Those should be available in the next few weeks. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News.